WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Opponents were heard last night at a gathering about the idea of closing the Grosbeck Street Railroad crossing in Bryan. Councilman Ruben Marine, who sponsored the town hall, wants members of the Downtown Quiet Zone Advisory Committee to hear from last night's speakers.
So they can see firsthand the emotion and the passion that these citizens have to keep Grosbeck Crossing open.
Some of the speakers want the estimated $4 to nearly $6 million for the Quiet Zone go towards fixing existing city infrastructure.
Our priorities are a little bit askew when we have Quiet Zone versus people with flooding or safety issues with children on narrow streets that aren't paved or widened.
Opponents also included business owners who said they would be affected by closing the Grosbeck Crossing, which generates 7,700 vehicles a day. An expansion at Bryan's Rutter High School is now on an extremely fast track. That's after board approval this week of a $3 million contract to add a building for Rutter's ag program and renovate three existing portable buildings to expand cosmetology and barber programs.
I was in getting my hair cut today, and the lady that was cutting my hair, she asked me what I did, and I told her, and we started talking about it, and it's already out there about the barber and the cosmo, and the community is just thrilled.
Bryan ISD's construction manager Jeff Windsor says the new space for cosmetology and barbering will be ready for the start of school in 2 months. Windsor says they will move into the new ag building over Christmas break. College Station school district administrators have developed multiple versions of next year's proposed budget.
How many different iterations of the budget are there now, and how many more could there be?
That's a funny question, Bill. I can't even imagine, because Mr. Martindale, I think, is seeing himself coming and going and playing with some of these numbers in various scenarios.
Superintendent Clark Ely says that's because of next month's special session of the legislature. CSISD board members were told Tuesday night they will have to spend more than $3 million from its reserve to make ends meet. That's after giving the state nearly $6 million under the current school finance formula to help fund less wealthy districts. A natural gas line hit by construction equipment yesterday in College Station led to nearly 5 hours of disruptions. Five families were evacuated and Southwest Parkway was closed between Welsh and Medina.
This afternoon about 2:30, 2:45, there was a contractor doing some work along Southwest Parkway and College Station, doing what we call directional boring, which allows them to go underneath the street to avoid doing a full excavation on a bore. And in the process, they hit one of our natural gas lines.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says a temporary bypass around the broken line was in place shortly before 7 p.m. Before last week's gunfire at the Congressional Republican baseball team's practice, Congressman Bill Flores has stepped up his security measures.
We have law enforcement at every event that we have now, including meetings in our offices in the district. Will have law enforcement there. I'm usually armed myself.
Congressman Steve Scalise is in fair condition after a bullet struck his hip. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their huge summer floor model sale. Prices are marked to move. Kent needs to make room for new items arriving soon, so he's clearing his inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, this sale ends soon. It's the huge summer floor model sale going on now at Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Bryan and Navasota got some weather, which is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy through today with occasional showers, chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature into the 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms moving through. Low temperature mid-70s. Tomorrow, clouds, occasional sun, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, 84 to 88. Slight chance of showers and 70s on Friday night. And a brief shower possible on Saturday, partly sunny near 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, future Aggie and Bombers infielder Michael Hellman was named to the National Junior College Athletic Association All-America team. Meanwhile, in the College World Series, Florida State fell to LSU. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros earned their third win in a row against the A's, while the Rangers dropped one to the Blue Jays. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, we were supposed to be kicking back and enjoying the showers that Cindy was going to bring us, but Cindy changed her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Headed over there to Mississippi and Alabama and Florida and all that stuff. So we still got a 30% chance of rain today. Winds will still be northwest today, so that'll be nice. But then going to heat on up a little bit tomorrow. They do say a 50-50 chance of rain on Sunday, so we'll see. And if you're driving down toward Houston, there's patchy stuff. Reason enough to celebrate, you know, today is the anniversary, and we all remember the air-conditioned rocking chair.
Of course.
Patented in 1882.
Mm-hmm.
Had a propeller mounted on the overhead thing.
Yeah.
So that it would turn based on the motion of the chair.
Ah.
Faster you rocked, faster the fan blade would go.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm guessing it really probably wasn't called the air-conditioned rocking chair at that time. That's kind of what we would call it, because a fan,
maybe
going
a fan
around,
chair.
Yeah, fan chair might be it. Just saying. So,
or a hair catcher.
Hair could be a hair catcher. That's right. If it goes fast enough, grab
hair
that.
Twirler.
Then you got to stop real quick, and then it stops real quick.
Ooh.
Yeah, it all sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
International gun smuggling scheme allegedly went right through a library that straddles the U.S.-Canadian border. We had a story, a couple of weeks ago
house.
About a house.
That was in both countries.
Apparently, it's happened in their other structures. Federal prosecutors say that Alexis Vijos of Montreal was brought to Vermont to face charges after allegedly taking 100 guns across the border into Canada. Authorities say that the Haskell Free Library was the key drop-off point.
Hey, man, no one would suspect.
And I think that's it.
I think it's a good idea.
Yep, sitting right
except
there.
Except it wasn't.
Except it's illegal, yeah.
Yeah.
The library sits there on the international border with half the building in Vermont and the other half over in Canada. The library's entrance is in Vermont, and Canadians can visit the library without having to do a port of entry thing. Prosecutors say that one of the co-conspirators bought the guns in Florida, and then hid him in a backpack and left him in the bathroom in the library 6 years ago. He allegedly picked the guns up and exited into Canada without going through customs. Of course, denied the charges. Now, I'm going to be sentenced next month. It doesn't say that they sat in the bathroom for 6 years, because that would say something about the cleaning crew.
Yeah,
but,
I'll say.
But nonetheless, you got that going on.
Hmm.
And also this morning, later on this morning, we'll talk about basically a state that's now as weird as California.
Oh, great.
If that could be possible.
Like, we need that.
Well, just think about it. You know, who else would be as liberal as California? Oh, it's Colorado. Yeah. Well,
of
that's a surprise. Anyway.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Have a great time together. We got a lot of
info.
Because they can legally smoke dope there. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
It's been in the papers. Oh, yeah, it's in the papers.
So that gives you that open mind,
man.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
You're gonna find it's worth
we love everyone.
Spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Well, there it goes. Thursday. It's June 22nd, 173rd day of the year. Got 192 of them to go. It is stupid guy thing day.
You only get one day?
Every day?
Hey, wait a minute. Okay, it's happy stupid guy thing day. How's
happy
that?
Happy stupid guy thing day. Okay.
Can celebrate the stupid things that guys do. The same thing going through my mind about, isn't that every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, guys can be, well, just guys. For all these stupid, silly, and annoying things that guys do, there is now actually a date that is marked on the calendar for you to at least celebrate it. What's interesting is apparently there's not a Girls Do Silly Things Day yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying. Anyway, there's a they have
the equality at
the stupid guy T-shirt. They have a picture of it. It's Brad. What's the dog's name in Family Guy?
Brian.
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 Brian. And he's standing there in a circle around him that says, "I'm allergic to stupid people." Achoo. So there you are. It's so it's Stupid Guy Day. Celebrate that.
With Jaeger bombs.
Well, you could do that. That'd probably work.
It's lead to more stupid things.
Yes. It's also National HVAC Tech Day. Yes.
Ooh,
when you need to see those guys pull up in front of your house, it's always good to see.
Yeah, those are important people in Texas.
Especially this time of year. It's International Fangirl Day.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, like a fangirl who is really crazy obsessed over a celebrity they fangirl over,
All right, they get a
something
chance to
in
do
particular
that
someone.
Global Smurfs Day, if you want to do that. Okay. It's also Chocolate Eclair Day. And something that's kind of a lost art, really, National Onion Ring Day.
Oh,
good onion rings are really kind of hard to find.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go to some place that's probably a greasy spoon side of the road place where they would go to that much trouble. Because, you know, I don't know, I think Burger King probably tries to do that, and it's chopped up something or another that they form into perfect rings.
I think Sonic does onion rings,
do
right?
Do they do them? Okay, they could
sure they
be.
Do. If,
and again, you need to get those. Those cannot be heat lamped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
You do that with fries, but onion rings,
you
keep know.
Those crispy.
They go bad quick. Yeah.
And that's the other. Think about how many times you've gone to a restaurant and been sadly disappointed.
Ooh, and then you've got Wings and More with like the shoestring onion
rings.
Okay,
see, and those are a popular thing too. And
they
I can
are.
Remember there used to be a barbecue place down in Houston that would do basically a log of those.
Oh,
okay.
Excellent.
It looked like a meatloaf of them, you know, which was kind of fun. All right, birthdays out there.
We do got birthdays. Let's see here. Donald Faison is 43.
Sure.
He was Turk on Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy. Mm-hmm. Carson Daly's 44.
Wow.
Hosting The Voice
the
these
voice.
Days.
And he always is so unenthusiastic. Or he like, it really, you feel like he's forcing his excitement.
He's too cool to be there.
Oh,
is that
sure,
what it is?
For
I
sure.
Think, I think he wants to do more like serious and important stuff, but he's always going to be the TRL guy.
Sorry.
And so he's always going to be doing stuff like that. So Mary Lynn Ratchkub is 46. She played Chloe on 24.
Okay.
She's been in a lot of stuff. First thing I ever saw her in was a show called The Downer Channel. With some other funny comedian people that it did not last very long, but it was very funny. I think it was ahead of its time.
Okay.
Kind of like 2000. So Kurt Warner is 46.
Oh, okay.
Used to be a Green Bay Packers guy.
Used to be a grocery stocker, too.
Yeah,
then
indeed.
Came back and became a
and
pro
an
football
arena
player.
Football player.
Yeah,
guy.
That's right. Yeah, he has a story.
Yeah. Let's see. Michael Trucco, is that how you say his name?
No, no.
He's 47. He played Sam Anders on Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, well, okay. That's the reason. Yeah, because that was my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Even for a nerd like me, that one, I never got into that one.
Yeah.
Amy Brenneman is 53, played Dr. Violet Turner on Private Practice.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Brown, guy who wrote Da Vinci Code,
yeah,
Angels and Demons and all that stuff, is 53.
I mean, he's 53. Consider he was about 40 when that thing was a hit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was starting to make a lot of money even back then.
He's doing good, yeah. Yep. Aaron Brockovich Ellis is 57. The real Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, yeah. The real.
Uh-huh. Bruce Campbell's 59. Kind of a sci-fi mainstay guy.
Sure.
Who's the Evil Dead and all those things.
He was in Burn Notice, too.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cyndi Lauper is 64.
Oh, wow. Girls just want to have fun.
It says here, the women of AARP just want to have fun.
Oh, very nice.
She's 64. Meryl Streep, 68.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Lindsay Wagner is 68, the bionic woman herself.
Sure.
David L. Lander, 70. He was Squiggy.
And nothing else,
but he's still living on that Squiggy fame. And Kris Kristofferson is 81.
Wow. Kris Kristofferson was a third generation West Point.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, and he went and they went, nah, I don't do that. So he didn't. Dianne Feinstein is 84 today. She's the senator in California. Britt Hume, you may see him on Fox News. He's 74 today. And yeah, that ought to be it. Okay, 6:21.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tom-like experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop tomlike.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tom-like experience. That's the Tom-like difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Be sure to check out Baked or Fried, where you can build your own spud. It's not just good, but great.
Of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't really give a rip about Hollywood. Sort of like I don't give a rip about Shakespeare in the park and laying out a blanket and laying out my champagne caviar. Osef had a 30-year documentary filmmaker turned Democratic politician. Samuel L. Jackson. What's this other actor's name? John Leguizamo? Who's that guy? Alyssa Milano. You know, she literally personally drove voters to the polls in Georgia. This is hilarious. And then they had the Hollywood meltdown last night after Osef lost. Oh, this was hilarious. Breitbart. Alyssa Milano tweeted out, group hug. Get in. Group hug. What a virtual group. What is a virtual group hug? Deborah Messing. This is so hard to process. Joy. What kind of message is that?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud. But credit card fraud isn't the only form of identity theft. And if you're just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, well, you could miss some forms of identity theft. Like, for example, your information being for sale on the dark web. That means somebody getting an online payday loan in your name or even someone draining your 401k. Now, thank God there's LifeLock. Now, they use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. You have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. And we can't prevent all identity theft, monitor every transaction, but with LifeLock.com, you can see more than you'd see by just monitoring your credit. Join now, you get a 10% discount just by visiting LifeLock.com/Hannity or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK, use the promo code Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity and save 10%.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station presents their 19th annual scholarship gala Saturday, July 15th at the Brazos Center. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store, Central Texas Sinus and Allergy, and Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Featuring David Garcia, Los Musicales, with special guest Ram Herrera and the Texas Unlimited Band, benefiting graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. Tickets at Manuel's and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Al's Formal Wear, and the law offices of Rodriguez and John Bear. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a cash bar, live and silent auction.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. Bryan Broadcasting, Lithia Dodge, Cavaters Boot City, Coors, and Producers Cooperative are proud to present the 46th annual Bryan Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex, 7:30 p.m. each night, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Thursday night is 40-head bull riding. Friday night and Saturday night is the PRCA Rodeo. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. All three nights include rodeo clowns, specialty acts, bullfighting, Riding, the world-famous Catalina Cowgirls, and the Southern Tour of the Mini Bareback Riding World Championship Series. For the kids, there'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Advance tickets may be purchased at Cavender's Boot City, Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Lithia Dodge, and the Eagle. Be part of the Old West while supporting the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you at the rodeo. More info and event listing, go to bryanrodeo.com.
People love the Big Green Monster. They go there every morning. They get their daily pick-me-up. But if you're this reliant on Starbucks, maybe you ought to think about getting some help. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, I'm sure this isn't the first case of Starbucks rage, but it might be the first one that got all stabby. A guy from California was visiting Chicago this weekend, and on Sunday he went to a Starbucks, but they got his drink wrong, and he started yelling at the staff. Another customer told him to back off, and they got into a brawl. During the fight, the guy from California got stabbed in the hand. According to some unreliable witness reports, a knife fell out of the other guy's pocket, and the guys just kind of rolled onto it during the brawl, but that sounds a little suspect to me. Anyway, neither of the guys wanted to press charges, so the cops didn't wind up arresting either of them. So, if you're waiting for your coffee and someone's going into a Starbucks rage, just be careful, because there might be a Starbucks stabber out there. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, help, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. Caprock Emergency, Gilmore Electric Express, Caliber Collision, Texas Trading Post, and Brazos Valley Floor and Design. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Good morning, 626 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check weather. Brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we go. High temperature today, about 90 degrees with 30% chance of showers. And there aren't any showers out there now. There's some clouds, but they could pop up and get together. Northwesterly winds around 10 miles an hour. Then tonight we're down to 76 or so. Probably the warmest day of the week will be tomorrow, upper 90s and mostly sunny skies. Chance of rain coming back into the forecast on Friday, as we look at about 30%, and then Saturday, a 50-50 chance of showers, and 40% on Sunday with a high temperature around 90. Currently, we've got winds out of the north at 13, overcast skies, and 76 degrees.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Takata suffered another crushing collapse today, plummeting more than 50% on fears the airbag maker at the center of the auto industry's biggest ever safety recall is headed for bankruptcy. The Tokyo-based car parts giant facing lawsuits and huge recall-related costs over a bag defect linked to at least 16 deaths globally has tumbled for four straight days. It's now worth less than a quarter of its value from just a week ago, when a report by Japanese Business Daily said it would seek bankruptcy protection and sell its assets to a U.S. company. Escalating concerns about cyber threats are prompting the aviation industry to devise an unlikely new safeguard: real-time warnings to pilots about potential hacking attempts. Work to develop such systems, which have prompted disagreements among some in the industry, are part of some companies' efforts to expand cyber protections for aircraft. Airbus and Boeing support the pilot alerting goal. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's your money now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. O'Brien councilman and city staff got an earful last night from opponents of closing the Grosbeck Street Railroad crossing.
I may be the only soul, but I'm going to see if some other people.
Former councilman Lloyd Joyce, who owns a nearby business, asked if the city studied the economic impact of closing the crossing, which generates 7,700 vehicles a day.
When you damage a business, and when you do that, you're talking about big money. I've been on a lot of boards of condemnation. You hurt our business, we've got rights.
Councilman Ruben Marine, who hosted last night's town hall, encouraged more public comment.
They can pick up the phone and call any council member. They can meet with any council member. I know Prentice Madison District 2 is having a town hall meeting this Saturday at 11 a.m., I believe, at Hope Crossing.
Some of last night's speakers want the estimated $4 to nearly $6 million for the quiet zone go towards flood control and widening streets. Bryan School Board members this week awarded a contract to expand Rutter High School.
They have committed to getting the barbershop and the Cosmo up and running for this school year, and then we will finish the rest of the project that we can move in over Christmas break.
Bryan ISD's construction manager Jeff Windsor talked about the new building for Rutter's Ag program and renovating three existing portable buildings to expand cosmetology and barber programs.
Their contract is for $3,043,332. That was with all of the alternates. We have the brick wainscot around the outside, additional storage, movable partitions to open up a classroom, and we were still $250,000 under budget.
Originally, this part of the November 2014 bond issue was to add six traditional classrooms at Rutter. The board made the change last January in order to grow career and technology programs. The College Station School Board had its first update on developing next year's budget since the end of the state legislature's regular session. Superintendent Clark Ely complimented the Texas House for its efforts, which have been blocked so far by the state Senate.
Speaker Strauss has made that a priority both in the regular session, and he's made it a priority of wanting to continue that conversation in the special session. Whether he'll get an opportunity to do that or not remains to be seen. I really appreciate Representative Rainey, Representative Cassell for their leadership and what they've been trying to do for public education.
As it stands now, CSISD will tap into its $32 million reserve to make up a shortfall of nearly $3.6 million. Under the state's current school finance law, College Station has to return more than $5.7 million to help fund less wealthy districts. Board members learned Tuesday night that new insurance premiums show what administrators say are significant increased costs to employees.
Anywhere from $10 a month to hundreds of dollars a month, depending on the plan that the employee chooses.
CSISD's budget and tax rate for the 2017-18 school year will be adopted at the August board meeting. A handful of families were displaced following a natural gas leak in College Station yesterday. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says a contractor hit a 4-inch line while trying to bore under Southwest Parkway near Dexter.
We have to install a bypass line. This is our way of doing our best to avoid losing any customers. Our top priority is safety. We want to make sure the area is safe for area residents, as well as for our crews and for the emergency responders out here. Beyond that, we don't want to lose any customers. And so it's going to take a little while to install this bypass line because we have to get around the area that has been hit.
A temporary fix was completed about 4.5 hours after the line was hit. Blinn College trustees have decided their president should be a chancellor.
According to the Texas Association of Community Colleges website, Blinn's the ninth out of the state's 52-year schools to rebrand their top administrator. Based on the number of student contact hours compiled by the TACC, Blinn ranks seventh of JUCOs with a chancellor. Blinn's ahead of Coinbase Central Texas and Navarro, but behind Dallas, Woodlands-based Lone Star System, Houston, San Antonio-based Alamo, Fort Worth, and San Jacinto. Blinn's trustees announced the name change as they approved a contract extension for Mary Hensley through the year 2020. The amount of Dr. Hensley's pay raise was not disclosed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is among those participating in a second blood drive that follows last week's gunfire at the Republican baseball team's practice. On our show, Flores says security has been increased since before last week's gunfire, and that's not only at official events.
It's a shame, but like when I go to the hardware store now, I'm usually armed just to make sure that there's somebody in there that sees me, recognizes me, that somehow gotten radicalized by some of the things that they've seen we've at least got a chance to protect the folks that are around me and my family and myself.
Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana has improved from critical to fair condition after suffering multiple internal injuries from the gunfire. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Oh, nothing, Dave. It's just a paper jam.
Paper jam? Hey, guys, time for a paper jam!
I shouldn't have said anything.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornerman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
The 14th annual Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser benefiting the Brazos County District 2 Volunteer Fire Department is on Tuesday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 5 with hamburgers and hot dog plates, kids games, a 5-gun raffle, and more. Admission and parking are free and carpooling is recommended. Fireworks begin about 30 minutes after dark and proceeds benefit the Brazos County District 2 Volunteer Fire Department. Be sure to find us on Instagram and Facebook at District2VFD, and we'll see you on July 4th in Curtin.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
6:39, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy through today with occasional showers, chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature into the 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms moving through. Low temperature, mid-70s. Tomorrow, clouds, occasional sun, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, 84 to 88. Slight chance of showers and 70s on Friday night. And a brief shower possible on Saturday, partly sunny near 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in the College World Series, Florida State fell to LSU, sending the Tigers to a matchup with Oregon State on Friday. Meanwhile, Coach Kevin Sumlin spoke at last night's Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night, and the Rangers couldn't hold off the Blue Jays in Game 3 between the rivals, but the Astros are on a roll with their third win in a row against the A's. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let me guess, I wasn't there, but the coach is optimistic.
Yep.
Huh. And amazing.
Without putting too fine a point on it.
That's it. Amazing. Everybody in the SEC is confident right now.
Sure.
Hope it all works
Everybody's
out.
Everybody's going to have a great season.
You know it. There'll just be some little bumps and disappointments along the way.
Yeah.
See how
unforeseen.
All that works. Hey, look, life is always easier when the home team wins, okay? That's just all there is to it. If you got to cover them, it just makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So, You probably, if you follow SEC baseball at all, you already know who Kramer Robertson is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's the guy whose mom gets her face on the TV every time that he comes up to bat because she's the Baylor women's basketball coach. So now Kramer has quite an impressive head of hair, okay?
He does. A great flow.
Keeps it long, you know, sticking out from under the helmet. And he's not the only player who has had a disappointing College World Series, but he has. So I just turned it on last night. I'd been out at a function. I turned it on to see what was going on. And he comes up to bat. He's dyed his hair.
Yeah.
He went blonde.
Oh, wow.
He went blonde. I don't know. Or bleach or whatever.
Hopefully he just has plans to shave it completely off at the end.
I just thought, well, you know, it's like anything else. Athletes can be superstitious.
Very, especially baseball players.
Baseball just because of, you know, all, mm-hmm. and you see all the little rituals they go through between pitches and all that kind of, it's part of who they are. So I guess he decided he was going to bleach his hair and that would change things. I don't think it did, but anyhow. But they won. We'll see
mm-hmm.
what happens.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. They won.
So he didn't have much to do with it, I don't think, but they won. All right, so hey, big shout-out first this morning to the Pentagon. Reportedly, they blew $28 million on the wrong uniforms for Afghani soldiers.
Oh, bummer.
They were camo for forests.
Oh, not camo for deserts.
And, you know, quite often we talk about the beautiful forests of Afghanistan.
Of course.
And it could well be that somebody just checked the wrong box on the computer online form. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Color options, you know, easily mistaken.
Or unchecked it or something.
Right.
Yeah, and should have and didn't. So don't know exactly who we blame, but we can blame somebody. All right, so the Democrats now continuing to... I don't know, talk about... Now they're starting to cannibalize a little bit because they haven't won a race. They're 0 for, like, 4 against Trump since he's become president. So Tim Ryan, who had previously challenged Nancy Pelosi, said, "We better take a good, long, strong look in the mirror and realize the problem is us. It's the party." And you can hang it on Nancy, and that's fine, and it's worked. I mean, there have been Republican candidates who have tied the Democrats to Nancy Pelosi because she's not the kind of probably politician that would get elected in Texas very well.
Yeah.
So they villainize her, and that gives them some opportunity to gain votes, and it seems to have worked well so far. But, you know, out in California, they think she's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's the difference between them and us. The bottom of...
one of the differences.
Well, yeah, exactly. Them and us, meaning people in California generally and people in Texas generally.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the things, though, the Democrats have to do no matter what, no matter who, is they have to have money. they got to pour money into the coffers so that they can buy the ads and do the things that they need to.
But they hate money.
Well, yeah, they do, but they understand that they need to do that. The problem is that the new numbers that are out from the Federal Election Commission show that the Democrat committee had its worst May in 15 years by raising $4 million. Okay, the entire national committee raised $4 million in 1 month. Last time May fundraising was this low was back in like 2003.
Wow.
Yeah. By comparison, the Republicans got $10.8 million. That would be double what the Democrats did.
Hmm.
So the bottom line is not only are they not winning, there aren't people writing checks for them right now.
Right. People aren't supporting them.
I guess that was their way of saying, well, if Hillary's not going to be our candidate, we're not going to say... Well, I don't know that they're saying that, but it might be their money.
You know, but all those rich celebrities have, you know...
You have an excellent
those
point.
Those nice, deep pockets.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they
They're very vocal
that?
About it.
They are. Yeah,
they want us to give a lot of our money. Where's their money at?
Ooh, that could be it. Maybe they're just good at throwing rocks, and they don't really want to get their checkbooks out.
Well, they play pretend for a living, so...
Whoa! Yeah.
I mean, that's what acting is.
That's
let's,
right.
Let's
that's
not
right.
split hairs.
Yeah, there you are. All right, turn it to Texas. Texas' four largest cities are now backing the legal fight against the new immigration enforcement law, with the city of Houston now joining in with Austin and San Antonio. And so we'll see how that all works out.
They just want their traffic to stay really, really bad.
Yeah, they
They're like, no, we don't need people to leave. We don't want people to leave.
And yesterday or last night, the president, often we have no tweets today because he was out busy.
Yes, he thanked Iowa for the rally, but he didn't really have anything juicy to report on.
And, you know, it has just become kind of a stump speech. I mean, he just goes out there and talks about it and says things that people want to hear. For instance,
I believe the time has come for new immigration rules which say that those seeking admission into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
Strong words, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
President.
Of course, they do that in Oregon. If you don't have a job, don't come here.
Yeah.
They do. There are a lot of countries who they really say that. If you don't have means of visible support, we're not going to let you in, which, you know, it makes sense.
Of course. At his rally last night, it was pretty cool. There's pictures on his Twitter account, but he's got these big tractors surrounding him.
He knew who he was
talking to. Oh, yeah. He's got a big old green John Deere, and then he's got another red one behind him.
Yeah, got this Mahindra, maybe.
Yep,
I don't know.
That very, very nice backdrop setting.
Yeah. Now, he also said, you know, he's working on the wall, he's got the plans, and now he says he's going to put solar panels on the wall.
Ooh, nice.
Maybe that'll help appease some of the leftists,
exactly.
You know?
The greenies will like that idea.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm just trying to save the world.
Okay, you can build a wall if you put solar panels on it. That's good for me. All right, 647.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There was a time in my much younger years that I would have been amazed I could ever develop an intense fondness of the color purple in landscaping. Oh, it was another shade I sought in my iris and daylilies, and there were several often summertime annuals that shared the same spectrum, but I gave it no more consideration than I gave to any other color around me. But the older I've gotten, the more I've learned to appreciate purple as a landscaping color. It's universally harmonious. You'll rarely see shades of purple in conflict with other colors nearby. Think about how well purple crepe myrtles work with other crepe myrtle colors. Give me a purple crepe myrtle like varieties Twilight or Catawba any old time. I'll be back with my passion for purples right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Purple comes all through the season. We have a lot of plants that are purple in the fall, like Mexican bush sage, Salvia leucantha. You can plant it in the summertime. More than 40 years ago, a friend gave me a few slides he'd taken in North Texas landscape. I said, "What are those, Phil?" And he said, "Well, that's one you need to know, Mexican bush sage. It's great all over Texas. It's perennial in South Texas and somewhat perennial in the northern half of the state. It gets 3 to 4 feet tall, and you do need to pinch it to make it branch and keep it from getting too tall. You would do that in May. Fall asters are another great purple flower in the fall. If you have lived in Texas during your lifetime for a long time, you're going to know this plant already. It's an heirloom plant. You hardly see it during the spring and summer, and then all of a sudden these glorious little daisy-like, aster-like, well, they are aster flowers. It's just beautiful. Purple mums are great in the fall. You may have them out in your garden now, and they'll be beautiful again come fall. Purple Heart. Now, this one is not a flower, and it's not just for the fall. It is spectacular all through the growing season. I love Purple Heart. People use it as a ground cover. The only drawback for it as a ground cover is it does die to the ground in the winter, but man, it comes back in the spring with a vengeance. Purple Heart. It is beautiful. It's a relative of Wandering Jew. You can see that in the stems and the leaves, but it is absolutely a glorious plant to use as a ground cover. That's Purple Heart, Setchrasia. And finally, purple fountain grass is grown as an annual in much of Texas. South Texas, along the coast, it's going to be perennial. And it's a beautiful plant, and there are some improved selections of purple fountain grass that are absolutely glorious. There's some beautiful purple foliage in our plants. Look at some of the beautiful elephant ear relatives, and look at some of the coleus types. They're purple, and they're beautiful. I like this color, and I use it in my landscape with great pride. You know, that's one of the benefits of growing a little bit older. You appreciate things you used to scoff at as a teenager. I'm Neil Sperry, the Sights of Passage in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 6:52. Well, in the College World Series, the LSU Tigers beat Florida State 7-4 in an elimination game. LSU advances to the Bracket 1 final Friday against number 1 seed Oregon State. Meanwhile, TCU faces Louisville tonight in Omaha. The winner of that one will advance to face the Florida Gators on Friday as well. Meanwhile, sophomore Bombers infielder and future Aggie Michael Hellman was named to the National Junior College Athletic Association All-America team yesterday, or rather Monday. Hellman is originally from Lincoln, Nebraska, and a product of Hutchinson Community College, who will be transferring to play for the Aggies next season. With the honor, Hellman becomes only the second HCC Blue Dragon baseball player named to the All-America First Team, following another former HCC to A&M transfer pitcher Kyle Simons. Simons now plays in the Washington Nationals organization for the Hagerstown Suns. The Bombers return to action Friday when they hit the road to face the Acadiana Cane Cutters. First pitch for that one's going to be at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. For A&M football, Coach Kevin Sumlin spoke at the Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night last night. Sumlin said even though he'll have a lot of new players when his Aggies take the field at the Rose Bowl on September 3rd against UCLA, the combination of young talent and players taking over a leadership role will benefit A&M football. Sumlin was hesitant to name a starting quarterback and even banned that question before speaking about this year's timetable for naming a starter. In Major League Baseball,
Correa drives it pretty deep to center field. It sends back Brugman, still going back at the wall. He leaps, and that's gone. Carlos Correa with his 14th home run of the year.
Carlos Correa hit a home run, and Mike Fiers struck out 5 over 6 innings to win his 4th straight decision as the Majors' best Houston Astros beat the Athletics 5-1 for their 9th straight victory in Oakland. Evan Gattis hit a 2-run single in the 6th to break a scoreless tie and back Fiers. The right-hander also won his 7th straight road decision in his last 11 away outings for Houston. The Astros look to cap off the series with their 4th win in a row to sweep the A's today in Oakland. First pitch is scheduled for 2:35 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Darwin Barney's 2-run homer capped a 6-run first inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays held on for a 7-5 win over the Texas Rangers. Here's Coach Jeff Banister.
Couldn't quite find the rhythm, the release point. Most of the damage was done up in the zone. Couldn't get the sinker down. Couldn't find anything to get him off the fastball. Worked from behind the count. Biggest troubles.
Joey Gallo had 3 extra base hits for Texas, including an inside the park homer. It was Gallo's 19th homer this season. The Rangers look to turn it around again today in game 4 with the Jays. First pitch for that one's at 1:05 p.m. and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Rangers, Cole Hamels could be back in the rotation as early as next week. Hamels threw 81 pitches over 5 2/3 innings in his second injury rehab start for AA Frisco. His next start could come for the Rangers in Cleveland next week. He's been out since sustaining a right oblique strain while warming up before his scheduled start May 2nd at Houston. And in the NHL, the expansion Vegas Golden Knights will make their regular season debut on the road in Dallas on October 6th. Their first home game will come against the Arizona Coyotes on October 10th. The back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins will raise another banner October 4th against the St. Louis Blues. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Even though he's been at it for more than 30 years, David Gardner enjoys probably as much as anything still designing pieces of jewelry. That's, quite often you can go in there, he's got a pencil behind his ear because there's some sort of design, some sort of an idea he might want to put on paper right then. As you walk in, right there behind the jeweler's bench, you can see the design table where it really does all start. That's how David Gardner Creation started decades ago and still does today. And then they've got the foundry in the back where they can do the metal part of it. And, of course, you see the jeweler's bench right there. And more, you'll find DG designs that have been done not only by David, but by his staff as well. So you'll see more DG jewelry than ever before at David Gardner's. And that's kind of what he's found is important to a lot of the customers who he's had for a long, long time. Still has designers that you know, like David Yurman, and, of course, wedding sets by lots of different jewelry manufacturers. But go in and have a look at the designs that kind of has made David Gardner's what they are here for more than 30 years. Authorized Rolex dealer and authorized Rolex service as well. All under one roof at David Gardner's 911 University.
Hey, can I help you?
Hi there. I was just wondering how you're celebrating your 4th of July. Barbecue? Picnic?
Well,
Because for a limited time only, your local Honda dealer is celebrating the 2017 Honda 4th of July sales event with great deals on the latest Honda models, including 2017 Accords and Civics. And that's not all. every Honda model comes with a multi-angle rearview camera standard. And we're talking KBB.com best value brand here.
Standard? No kidding.
Oh, you bet. Just imagine pulling up to your neighbor's barbecue in a sweet 2017 Honda.
Hey, that does sound like a pretty good 4th of July.
The 4th of July sales event is happening now at your Honda dealer. Hurry in to get 0.9% APR on the 2017 Accord and Civic for well-qualified buyers.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today or online at centraltexashondadealers.com.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information. APR offer not valid on Civic Si or Type R model. See dealer for financing details.
Betterman and Chill, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Told you the story yesterday up in North Carolina about the 29-year-old man who the sheriff's deputy who collapsed as he was watching the chain gang, Georgia.
The inmate saved him?
Yep, that's it. Uh-huh. Sheriff plans to knock some time off the sentences.
Cool.
The six inmates who stepped in to help.
All right.
When the deputy went down, the six inmates went to work on him, and one of them performed CPR, the other called 911. So,
good
there.
Deeds.
A good deed, not punished. Let's have a look at the weather. It looks like, actually, there's some shower activity between here and Houston. Not too much. It's all pretty spotty. But there is a chance we can get some showers today. 90 will be our high. 76 will be the low. Tomorrow, 96 degrees. And then on Saturday, a 50-50 chance of showers. It's 76 right now, and it's 7 o'clock. WTAW.